Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, June 5th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcasts. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start by highlighting an opportunity or two to provide public input. On Wednesday at 8 a.m., Capital Metro hosts its third public input session on the development of the Equitable Transit-Oriented Development Plan. This session will be conducted in Spanish. Through this process, Cap Metro aims to provide recommendations on how to build affordable housing and attract more small businesses near transit. On Friday, June 3rd, United Way is organizing its Summer Day of Caring. There are dozens of volunteer opportunities with local nonprofit organizations. It's not too late to sign up to help. There are a couple of opportunities this week to provide input on a proposal to rename Pan Am Neighborhood Park to Tony Castillo Pan Am Neighborhood Park. A virtual opportunity takes place on Thursday at 7 p.m. and an in-person opportunity takes place on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the AB Cantu Pan Am Recreation Center. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. The group Austin Women in Business hosts a lunch to address the important issue of burnout. Cynthia Mears, nutritionist and functional medicine health coach, will share insights on burnout and how to make small changes to avoid big issues. The Downtown Austin Alliance hosts what they are calling a celebration focused on the theme, The Future of Downtown. The DAA will highlight findings from their annual State of Downtown Economic Development Report. They'll have local experts weigh in on the growth of downtown Austin as an 18-hour live, work, play city and bring you inspiring hands-on activations featuring local artists and the newest technologies. Enjoy light bites, drinks, and live music. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high-need and high-demand industries. This week, they'll hold a career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, June 1st, and a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on Friday, June 3rd. For those who may be in job search mode, there is an in-person job fair in Round Rock on Wednesday. On Friday, there are many options to connect virtually with employers. DiversityX hosts a virtual job fair to help you connect with diversity and inclusion-friendly employers. And a group called Jobs Office is hosting several job fairs with a variety of themes, including jobs with nonprofits and jobs with specific industries such as energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and technical trades. Also, on the economic opportunity front, a place to go to get help kicking off your job search is the Goodwill Launchpad Club. The group meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings. And the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Zilker Brewing on Saturday, June 3rd. And also on June 3rd, the Elgin Strawberry Luna Festival presents its artisan market. On Sunday, June 5th, there is a Free to Friday market at Luster Pearl South and the Cute AF Handcrafted and Vintage Market at Cute Nail Studio. And finally, continuing through May 30th, you can support artisans participating in the Blue Genie Art Bazaar's May Market. Now for our fun and free feature this week, the People's Gallery Exhibition Opening Reception at City Hall. This is the 17th exhibition of the People's Gallery at City Hall. The exhibition features paintings, sculptures, drawings, and other media by local artists. View artworks throughout City Hall, meet the artist, and enjoy light refreshments and live music. I'll end the podcast by highlighting a number of memorials that are taking place in our community. It's been a tough couple of weeks, a tough couple of years, really. Even if we feel down and out ourselves, it is still important and therapeutic in a way to show support for others who may need love and support without discounting our own need for love and support. On Sunday, May 29th, there will be a memorial bike ride in remembrance of cycling star Mariah Mo Wilson, who was killed in Austin during a recent visit. This will be followed by a short ride from Republic Square to Deep Eddy Pool, the last place Wilson visited on the day of her death. On Tuesday, local organizations, Vendetta Music, and ATX Event Systems are organizing We Care Uvalde, a virtual concert aimed at raising funds for those affected by the tragedy in Uvalde, Texas. All donations will be funneled directly to the victims and families through the Los Verdes Supporters Group GoFundMe account. On Friday, June 3rd, there is a memorial in honor of Solomon Perry, aka Grim Nasty, an Emmy Award winner and talented 3D illusion artist who has worked with entities such as Oxygen Network, NBC, Polaroid, and the NFL. On May 11th, Solomon passed away unexpectedly. 100% of the funds raised will be given to his family. Finally, Monday, May 30th is the observance of the Memorial Day holiday to remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Each community commemorates the occasion in different ways, and it would be a bit much to detail all of the activities. So I'll just note a couple things. Sunday, May 29th, PBS hosts its annual Memorial Day concert at 7 p.m., The Night of Remembrance includes personal stories interwoven with musical performances. And on Monday, May 30th, the City of Round Rock and the Round Rock Veterans Coalition host a Remember and Honor event starting at 9:30 a.m. at Yonders Point Plaza on the north side of Old Settlers Park. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.